Morning, everybody, and welcome to EMP, brothers and sisters. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for today that you give us opportunity come together and we sit and pray together. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us and lead our prayer meeting so that we pray according your will, Father. Yes, Father, thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, yesterday we have an idea how to make morning prayer become more familiar and family taste. That's why today we set up new chair so that we can be one heart. Yeah, we have one heart and then sit together. This is connecting with my team this morning. So first of all, I want everybody say 2-3 sentence. What is your name and then why your father give this name to you? Okay, when we speak, we need to use mic, yeah? Okay.
My name is Nate. The name comes from a friend of his, an Australian pastor, which means gift of God. When I came to Hong Kong, I needed an English name, so that was the name that they gave me.
Hi, I'm Joe, but I guess my official name is Joseph, and my mom gave me this name because she loved the Joseph story in the Bible. Yeah, and also my Korean name starts with J as well, so I should, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Ernie, but my personal name is Ernesto. I don't know actually why my math parents gave me this name, but when I asked them, I think one of the relatives' name, because they are dear to them, so he just gave me this name. And the meaning of my name is Zealous. Yeah, Zealous. Zealous. Yeah, Zeal. Yeah, Zealous. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, morning. My name is Jason. This name was given to me when I was taking grade 12. It was given to me by my tutor in English class. He told me that this is the name of a Greek god. Greek god. So it's a Gentile, right? It's Gentile. And then, seems like it's something to do with health or intelligence or something like that. So I just take it and thank him. Yeah, thank you.
My name is Ananda Wulansari. You can call me Wulan. And Wulan is have a meaning. It's a moon. Moon, Wulan. Yes, thank you.
My name is Mimi, and then Cantonese say suk mi. Suk mi is the food. My father worry I don't have food. My name is food. Yeah.
Hi, I am Sterling. And the meaning of Sterling, it has a lot of meanings. I search around, and it means power, weight, but I don't have any power. And my dad named me Sterling, and because back in the old days, my dad knows a lot of British dead policemen, and he asked them what's a good name, and they said Sterling is a good name from England, because in the old days in England, there was a king, his name is called Sterling.
My name is Wesley. I think my parents gave me that name because in grade one, I needed an English name. And I guess my mom drew from John Wesley. I guess. I'm not sure. John Wesley. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Thank you. The last one?
Okay. Hi, my name is Zion. I got this name when I was in kindergarten, when I first moved to Hong Kong. My mom gave me this name because I think she was praying for my name, and she just had this vision of like the temple of God, and so yeah, my name's Zion. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. My name is Lamat. Yeah. I found the meaning of my name is not from my parents, but after I growing out, I know the word of Selamat come from Salam, Salam come from Shalom, Shalom mean bring peace. Yeah. So now we know our name. We know the meaning of our name. And then when we grow up, become a parent, I think one of the difficulties as a parent is to give the names of our children. Yeah, we choose Samuel because we stay in the church, pastory in the church. That means house and church, one building. I think like old Korean style. Same with me. Yeah. But the second one is quite difficult, Cardia. Yeah. we finally choose. Oh, Cardia. I remember from the word of Cardia mean heart. So she become our sweetheart. Yeah. And then we put Emmanuel so that we want God with our sweetheart. So Cardia Emmanuel. Yeah. That's the history. I know we have all history, how we choose our son, our daughter name. Yeah, okay. Today we read one verse from Luke chapter 1, verse 60. But his mother answered and said, "No, no indeed, but he shall be called John." No, he shall be called John. Okay, this is my fifth sermon from Luke chapter 1. So today we talk about his name must be John. I know it's difficult for Elizabeth to say this one because her husband cannot speak. And then the neighbor come and then give a lot of opinion. Yeah, this neighbor talk too much. And then the neighbor said, "Oh, you must give his name Zachariah. Like his father, great guy." And then the mother said, "No, must John." And then it is not usual if the mother give the name, because according the custom and the culture, the person who give the name is father. And then at the same time, the father cannot speak a word. When Elizabeth said, "No, must John," neighbor don't believe, and then find her husband and give the stone, and then please write down. And suddenly, the miracle happened, and Zachariah can say, "John." It is not popular and familiar people around that time give the name John. Yeah. But John has a good meaning. John means Jehovah has been gracious and has shown favor. Jehovah has been gracious and has shown favor. And then with this baby, the Lord wants to tell the people that I want to give you gracious and shown favor for all the people. Now, I give you three reasons why Zachariah and Elizabeth insist to give his son named John. First, the name of John according the direction from God. When I read this one, oh yeah, I should follow them more, but I don't think I want to have the third son or the third daughter. It's too old for us. Yeah. But what I can learn from this couple, they pray and then the angel come and then they get direction. Oh yeah, must John. So whenever young people, you guys want to have baby in the future, remember, pray and get direction from God. Yeah, direction. And then, more of that, yeah, the direction, tell Zachariah and Elizabeth how this son will grow in and then the purpose of their life. Yeah. Most of us sometimes are too selfish. Oh, I want my son become a musician. I want my son become engineering. I want my son become a doctor, something like that. But less of us think what God want my son and my daughter will be. We need to know that since the baby, yeah, they are good couple and they really think name come from God, then the purpose of this son must be the purpose of God. That's number one. Number two, the meaning of John is good. God show gracious and favor. And then for Zachariah and Elizabeth, really, they have son. They get favor from God. You can imagine this couple getting old, maybe over 60 or over 70, but they still can have a baby. Yeah. For us who have son or daughter in the first or second year of married, our struggle is a little. But for a couple who has married more than 25 years and they don't have children or they have daughter, the struggle is very long. Yeah, when they get something, oh, thanks God. Yeah, I should give this name because I get this couple, this son from God. Yeah, although married, get son or daughter in short time or long time, yeah, we need to remember we have son or daughter all become because of God gracious. God give it to us. Yeah, God give it to us. So when we know God give it to us, don't make excuse because of your daughter, because of your son, you cannot do ministry. Yeah. Some people, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I'm too busy with my son, I'm too busy with my daughter. Yeah. When God gives something to you, He never stop you to do ministry. You must more than that. I remember when we have first son, in the morning we have 7 a.m. Worship Sunday. And then we need to leave home about 6. And then we never late. Yeah, we never late. Somewhere, still baby, just bring it into the car and then I drive the car, go to the church. Yeah, in the car, Mimi change his clothes. And then when we arrive, somewhere ready, join for worship. And then when somewhere, 1 year, Mimi bring all the drawing equipment and then he draw everything and then he never disturbed our ministry. So all depend by us. If we know that this is come from God, then this should give more motivation. Number three. I learned something. Zachariah and Elizabeth ministry in the small scope. Just give offering when they have turn. But then John ministry, future ministry, the scope is very big. Prepare all the people to receive Jesus Christ. Prepare. So John and Zachariah and Elizabeth want their son ministry bigger than them. Yeah. So this is very good. Yeah. We need to put more emphasis. Yeah. If my ministry scope in Hong Kong, then I hope my son and my daughter ministry can scope bigger. Yeah. So this what I learned, brothers and sisters. So no wonder Zachariah and Elizabeth say his name must John. And then the last part, when John grew up, I didn't see Zachariah and Elizabeth in the Bible. It seemed that they died already, because in the beginning I said Zachariah and Elizabeth have these children when they are old. So how come this couple teach John become a great man? I see two points. First, remember when Mary come to visit Elizabeth, and then the baby filled with the Spirit and shout to the Lord. Yeah, I believe this can happen because of supernatural. But this also can happen because of natural. Natural mean when Zachariah start pregnant, I believe, not Zachariah, when Elizabeth start pregnant, I believe Zachariah and Elizabeth, they're good couple and always talk to the baby. Baby, remember, you are beloved son from God. Yeah, your job will do something big. No wonder when Mary come out, this baby shout and rejoice. This number one. Number two, when John was 8 days, they bring these children to get circumcised, follow the law of Torah. Children 8 days bring to circumcise. That's mean they make covenant with God. So I learned these two stories. Then I know from the beginning they really put emphasis, give this son into God. And then from the beginning they have commitment to raise this son according to the word of God. So with this kind of commitment, brothers and sisters, finally John become great prophet at that time. So do we do the same thing? Put emphasis from the beginning. Yeah, put emphasis from the beginning. Sometime I saw some parent, yeah, they put worldly value too much to the kid. Yeah. Fashion show of the kid. Oh yeah, register. Sport, ballet, everything. But for Sunday school, 2 hours is too long for them. Yeah. iPad with all a game, Disneyland or something like that. so that the children more popular with Captain America, more popular with Superman, more popular with this kind of icon. But the children don't know who is John, who is Matthew, who is Mark, all these disciples. So how can this happen, brothers and sisters? Because at the beginning, they don't put emphasis. So learning from this couple, how and why we give name, and then what we do for the next generation. May God help us. Amen. Okay, Wesley will lead us in worship.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, all I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. Oh, I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, all I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Oh. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God all my life. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, before we go into our corporate and community prayer, let's meditate God's goodness in our life. And then the second point, how we as a children live according God's will. And as a parents, how we raise our kids, children in the Lord. We give more blessing and power so that we can become a good parents that leading our children in the way of God. Let's pray together. Okay, let us spend time pray for community who have cancer. They are doing chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery. We pray that God will take out all the disease in their body. Let's pray together. Also pray for community who have physical weakness, and also we pray for spiritual salvation. May God open their heart and heal their body. Let's pray together. I mean, also pray a group of people who are in infirmities condition. Yeah, let's ask God to heal them one by one. Praise the Lord, no COVID patient, yeah, all get healed. And then now we pray for frontline medical workers who work to help COVID people. We pray that God give them double protection. Let's pray together. We also pray for members who are looking for new job. Sterling, are you getting? Get your job? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Confirm? Confirm? Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, and then now we pray for Catherine. And yeah, let's pray together. Father Lord Jesus, thank you. You has given starting new job, and we pray for him so that she can work well, yeah. And also pray for Catherine, bless her father to find a new job. Father, thank you, Father. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, we pray for church part. We pray for mission China, SP Beijing, SP Shanghai, yeah, and then some missionary and then church at China. Let's pray together. Let also pray for our board member, PCM Pinet, Kiwan, and all brothers and sisters who are in the board. We pray that God give them wisdom in leading our church. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for young adult ministry, men ministry, single life worship, woman ministry, Monday lunchtime prayer, pure desire, and also Wednesday lunch prayer and betrayal and beyond. Yeah, we pray for this group of ministry. Let's pray together. We also pray for hospitality ministry, welcoming barista, logistic. We pray that more people can join in this ministry. Let's pray together. Also pray for pregnant mom, Hina in among us. Let's pray for Hina that God may protect her and the baby. Let's pray for other mom also who are in pregnant condition. Let's pray together. Also pray for household activity, Blue Pool, and then Chalty, Fortress, Gia, TST, West Life, and then King's Court. Let's pray together. And then finally, before we finish our prayer meeting, let's give a prayer blessing for people who are in your next. I pray for Peanuts and then we make a round. Yeah. Prayer blessing for them. Yeah. I pray for you, I pray for Joe.
Right now.
Right now.
All together?
All together.
Ah,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yes, amen. Father, thank you. Thank you for good time, and we put our life into your hand. We know you will walk with us. In Jesus' name, amen. And then say thank you to people who pray for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley. Oh, okay. Today we have special time. If you have time, we won't go to Yamcha place to have dim sum because usually when I finish one seri, I finish one chapter, so that I celebrate, and also I want to have dim sum with Sang and Hina because to celebrate the fellowship with us, and also celebrate you, Sterling, have a good job. No worry, I pay for you. Next one, you pay for me. If you have time, we just take a walk and then go. Kardia, dim sum place yang di sini aja.